Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Guthrie Center Chamber of Commerce President Kristen Krauthammel. The Guthrie Center Chamber of Commerce, how long have you been the president of the group?
Since January of this year.
Okay, and how long have you been a member of the chamber?
I've lived in the area about 6 years. I started getting involved with the community about 5 years ago, so I've been involved since at least 2013, 2014.
And when and how often does the Guthrie Center Chamber meet?
We meet on the second Tuesday every month at noon at various chamber members' locations, and we either bring our own lunch, or we'll have pizza delivered, or whatever chamber members want to maybe host us, or we just get together at the extension office or something like that. So it's the location varies depending on the month.
Now that we're still kind of in the first part of 2019, mm-hmm. What are some goals of the chamber this year?
Our board got together last month. Our chamber member meeting actually had to be canceled because of weather. And so our board got together regardless and talked about goals. And some of the goals, because when we're trying to retain new membership, that's one of the biggest goals this year. Some of the thought process there of why don't people want to join Chamber is what is Chamber going to do for me? So we're going to try to hopefully answer those questions for people this year. With your Chamber membership, we want to help, advertise your business and really help you with social media and be a support system for you as a business to help get your name out there and to get people to shop locally, especially with a lot of the new businesses and new, not necessarily retail, but the dentist and the new massage therapist in town and that sort of thing. So we really want to try to answer that for people so that they feel like they're getting something out of the chamber.
Are applications open right now for new members this year?
Absolutely. Yep. You can just email us at GuthrieCenterChamber@gmail.com. If you have any questions, we have a Facebook page as well. You can reach us through. So.
And does the chamber hold any regular events, or how often does the chamber hold events for the public?
Mm-hmm. A couple of the more public events would be our garage sales, which is more geared towards just getting people to come into our towns. And we've partnered with the last 2 years, and we're going to do it again this year. We've partnered with the Panora Chamber of Commerce. We try to get businesses to hold some specials. So if somebody wants to stop and have lunch at Primetime or La Via, wherever our chamber members are, Subway, we try to get them to hold specials so that people, or even the retail shops, have specials on sale. So that when all those sailors are coming in from outside communities, hopefully that's bringing some business into our shops downtown and outside on the outskirts of town as well. So the garage sales is one of our big events. So it's always going to be the second weekend of June every year going forward for both communities. And that includes Guthrie Center, Panora, and Lake Panorama. So the garage sales is a big one. We've partnered up with Main Street to do some of our events. So because we used to do kind of a Halloween festival and Christmas. So we've partnered with Main Street Guthrie Center. And that's been really good because we can, increase our budget and increase our advertising and our exposure by partnering with them. So that's really good. Some of the things that we do just independent on our own is we support the teacher coffee at the beginning of the year, beginning of the school year, I should say. We also do parent appreciation, and we do some scholarships, I believe. And we've done sidewalk sales in the past. We kind of had a discussion on is that going to work this year? We're not sure. So we're still thinking about that. But our biggest goal is to retain membership and to get, people shopping locally and staying here in town.
And why did you think it was beneficial that the Guthrie Center and the Panora Chambers partner for those garage sales?
Well, we figured other communities can do it and are very successful. You have White Pole Road sales, you have Highway 141 sales, and they get bigger and bigger every year. And we thought, if they can do it north of us and south of us, why can't we do it on 44? So that's why we call it the Heart of Guthrie County Garage Sales. And we've had mixed feedback, but most of it has been positive. So we're excited. You just keep trying new things and asking people what worked and what didn't so that you can just make it better every year for the shoppers and the people holding the garage sales alike. So,
and you mentioned earlier a couple of the more recent businesses in Guthrie Center, such as Springbrook dentistry and a new massage therapist, but are there any other business updates from the past year that you'd like to mention?
Yeah, Farm Girl, Deb Wilson has a new quilting shop in town. There's a store called Pink Poppy Apothecary that has bath bombs and smelly things. It's kind of a girly store, I guess, if you will. We have new ownership but the True Value has kind of refurbished the inside of their store and they're sticking around. So that's really good. We're glad to have them, you know, continue to be a part of our community. Pearls and Lace, which is a boutique in town. She's actually going to be moving from her current location, which is right across from Sparky's and behind Casey's. She's going to be moving to the Williams Building, which we're really excited about. That's been a Main Street project that they're very excited about, refurbishing that Williams Building. So yeah, we're glad to have Erica officially in our downtown district with Pearls and Lace. So
if someone is interested in becoming a member of the Guthrie Center Chamber, how can they reach out to you all?
Our email address is gcchamberofcommerce@gmail.com. And we also have a Facebook page, so just look up Guthrie Center Chamber of Commerce and just reach out to one of us there. We have a president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, so there's always somebody checking that. And for anybody wanting to become a member, you know, reach out to us. Otherwise, we are going to be sending out our invoices and some prospecting letters trying to retain some new membership.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Guthrie Center Chamber of Commerce President Kristen Krauthammel. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.